The laundry room at the Sunny Pines retirement home was humming its usual Thursday afternoon tune. The rhythmic churn of washing machines, the occasional metallic clink of a dropped coin, and the faint smell of lavender detergent, battling something faintly medicinal. Edna Wilcox stood in the doorway, arms crossed, watching her oldest friend and most persistent nemesis load a machine that was unmistakably hers. "Margaret," Edna said in her most measured tone, "that's my washing machine you're using?" Margaret Tilling didn't look up from her basket. "It's a public washing machine, Edna. I pay the same rent as you. Besides, yours was empty." "It was not empty," Edna huffed. "I'd just gone to get my fabric softener." "Oh, is that what you're calling it now?" Margaret asked, tossing in a towel. "Last week it was Miracle Rinse. Before that, Wrinkle Guard. You got more potions than a witch at a spa." "At least my clothes don't come out stiff enough to stand on their own." "That's called starch, dear. Some of us believe in standards." "Standards?" Edna repeated, glaring at the laundry basket. "Your robe looks like it could deflect bullets." Margaret drew herself up with theatrical dignity. "Better than yours. Smells like mothballs and regret." For a moment, the only sound was the washer rumbling louder, as if it had chosen sides. "You always do this," Edna said, folding her arms tighter. "Every Thursday you accidentally take my machine, my dryer, or my bingo seat." "It's not my fault you move slower than dial-up internet," Margaret replied without missing a beat. "Well, excuse me for having hips that have been through two wars and a hula contest." "You should not have done the hula," Margaret said. "You knew your balance was questionable. And you shouldn't have dyed your hair that shade of burnt tangerine. Looks like a traffic cone lost its way." "At least it's not beige," Margaret countered, smiling. "You dress like oatmeal." They glared at each other, two grand dames locked in combat, their eyes narrowed, their lips twitching dangerously close to laughter. "You're impossible," Edna muttered. "So are you," Margaret replied. "That's why we're friends." Edna sniffed. "Who said we're friends?" 73 years of shared gossip, 2 ex-husbands, and 1 disastrous cruise to Bermuda," Margaret said. "I think that qualifies." Edna tried to stay angry, but the memory of that cruise, the champagne, the conga line, the captain's broken sunglasses, cracked her composure. "That cruise was your fault," she said. "You told the captain it was your birthday, so we could get free champagne." "And we did," Margaret said triumphantly, "until you fell off the conga line and broke his sunglasses." "He shouldn't have been standing so close," Edna retorted. The washer buzzed just then. Margaret opened the lid, reached in, and froze. "Oh, for heaven's sake," she cried. "My whites are pink." Edna raised an eyebrow. "That's what happens when you steal someone's machine. Divine justice, courtesy of my red socks." "You did that on purpose."
"Accidents happen," Edna said, not even pretending to sound sorry.
For a long moment, Margaret stared at the blushing sweater in her hands. Then, quite suddenly, she started laughing. The kind of helpless, wheezing laughter that shakes your shoulders and brings tears to your eyes. Edna tried to resist, but within seconds she was laughing too, clutching the edge of the dryer for balance. "You're the worst," Margaret gasped.
"I know," Edna said. "Sweet tea later."
"Only if you promise not to criticize my pouring."
"No promises," Edna said, smiling as they shuffled out together,
still chuckling, leaving behind the hum of machines and 1 very pink sweater. A quiet reminder that
Some friendships survive anything, even laundry.